7:40 at News Talk 960 KGWA. I'm Alan Klepper. A new day continues with Enid Buzz portion of the show this morning. Curtis Tucker joins me. Are you ready to go on the air? I probably should ask you that before I started talking.
Huh? What? Hold on. Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, what's going on, man?
Well, you know, I was going to try to describe the sky.
Beautimus?
Yes, cruising over here. You know, the pinks are out. Mm-hmm. You can just tell. When you look at the sky enough, you just know the weather's getting ready to change. So it's starting to become a little pinker.
Yeah.
This morning, I'm going to call it, it was wifty.
Wifty.
There was whiffs.
Yeah.
Wifty. I'll post a picture and you can see how they just kind of wifted into the sky.
Do you know what those whiffs actually are when they're up that high? Cirrus clouds. You know what cirrus clouds actually are?
It's ice crystals. Oh, it's not milk chocolate?
No, it's milk chocolatey ice crystals.
Yeah. Ice crystals.
I think he did something before he came in the studio. Yeah.
Here, let me put this out real quick. Yeah.
No, really, it's gorgeous.
It's. You've missed it. I would say run out there and take a look real quick, but boy, yeah. it went quick.
Oh, it's still pretty though. I was just looking right before I came in the studio. I was going to ask you if you saw the sunrise.
I did. I actually pulled over and took some pictures. So. I'll post one of those here in a little while. So get out. You and I were just talking. Mm-hmm. A couple of the weathermen say it's going to be
mostly cloudy.
Mostly cloudy, but then some other weathermen say it's going to be mostly sunny. Yeah,
partly to most. And it just depends on your definition. If those clouds up there, I mean, granted, it's cloud. Those are clouds. So, yeah, the sky is mostly covered with clouds. But if I see a shadow, dude, that's sunshine. So.
Basically, it's not going to be gray and overcast. It's going to be sunny, but there's going to be some clouds way up there in the atmosphere.
Some would say partly cloudy. Yeah. Depends on how you look at it. But
get out and enjoy the sun. You're going to get some vitamin D, though.
And this moment right now is as cold as it's going to be all week.
Oh, cool.
It's colder right now, I think, really. Tonight we'll drop down to like 30 again, but this is about it.
And you know, it's so weird.
It's going to warm up.
I wake up at 5:50.
Uh-huh.
And lately I've been checking my phone. I get up at 5:50 as I'm getting ready, I check my phone. Mm-hmm. And it's a certain temperature. And then as I get ready to come over here, I check again and it like drops 5 degrees.
Sure it does.
All the time from the time I wake up at 5:50 to 7:00, and so it's like 5 degrees colder when I go run.
Haven't you ever heard the term, it's always darkest and coldest before dawn?
I guess so.
It is true.
It's true. It's so weird how the temperature drops.
No, it just keeps dropping and right at the last point. Unless there's some kind of freaky warm front or something. Absolutely. Right before the sunrise, it's always the coldest.
The wind
begins to pick up because the air's being heated up and the wind's starting to move around. But where you are before the sun comes up, it's cold. And yeah, I learned that a long time ago. Deer hunting.
Yeah. I guess tonight's a full moon. Did you happen to catch any of the moon last night?
No, because we were mostly to kind of sort of cloudy.
Okay. So. I was downtown.
This morning.
I was downtown.
Yeah.
At 9:00, mm-hmm. and I walked out on Broadway, and it was just at the end of Broadway. I mean, it was just about to go into the clouds, mm-hmm. but it looked... I took a picture, but, you know, of course it's grainy because it was dark with my iPhone, but very cool moon. So check it out tonight. If you go stand on Broadway around 9:00, it's going to be cruising straight up Broadway almost.
Are you sure?
Well, no.
The moon. We've talked this before, too.
I was going to say, yeah, it could be clean over by Maple.
Over here.
Yeah, it could be at Maple by tonight. I don't know.
You know why? Because we wobble.
Yeah, we wobble here, wobbles. We wobble
Somebody
there.
Wobbles.
I think they both wobble. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just making stuff up.
Hey, yeah, here's some sad news, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a budget crunch.
Right.
And have you heard one of the ideas for saving money on the old state budget? Have you heard about the state parks?
No, I haven't heard. I've heard a lot of stuff from the legislature that I'm not super happy about.
Yeah, well, here's a new one. Now, this one is not a done deal, but it's a proposal or a thought. Because of the state budget crunch, they're thinking about cutting 16, half of our state parks, one state golf course, getting rid of 80 full-time employees. This is the tourism department.
Right.
Getting rid of Oklahoma Today magazine and Miami Travel Information Center. Can you believe that? And on the list of possible state parks, we're talking Great Salt Plain State Park and Alabaster Cavern State Park, which would affect... Now, they're not saying these would close permanently or go away. They might just have to figure out a way for the municipalities to take them over.
The local. But like the Salt Plains National Wildlife Refuge, that as far as state parks concerned, it'll still be a national wildlife refuge, so it'll be under federal jurisdiction. There'll be officers there.
Correct.
But
maybe just the state park cleaning it up and taking care of it.
The rangers, are they? They're not. They're national rangers, right? They're part. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Good question. So anyway, they're saying that the...
But let's be honest, the Salt Plains is a great example. There are parts of that park that just aren't viable anymore.
Yeah, and they say this is a list of parks that don't make much money or get many visitors.
The old line of, let's go up to the Salt Plains, lay out on the beach, and go swimming this afternoon. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
we got to cut somewhere.
Correct.
Got to make some cuts.
Yep.
And
the department has seen a 38% budget cut, totaling roughly $13.5 million since 2009. But here's one thing that we need to remember. It says tourism is the state's third largest industry. So we don't want to cut our own throat. You can't cut something that's making money. But according to what they say, these parks aren't making, and there's a ton of them on here. Again, 16 of them. Get on enidbuzz.com. I've got a link to the list there, and it's all over. Yeah.
So. I think I'm more disturbed. I'll just be honest. I grew up at the Salt Plains Lake. I know what it used to be like. So, that's my home.
Yeah.
And so I'm not surprised that they wouldn't. I mean, I could see them cutting. But I'm more disturbed about the Alabaster Caverns.
Yeah, me too. Because you'd think that would be a...
Maybe somebody privately will take that over. And that's in Arkansas. The caves in Arkansas, they're privately owned. They aren't state run. And
well,
they
be cool
do very
then.
Well. I mean, it's like it's a hole in the ground. It's not going anywhere. So, hey, we charge admission to get in now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
The one thing that disturbs me, this happened yesterday, and there's going to be people that disagree with me on this, but it disturbs me that the legislature can rescind something that the voters voted for. And that happened yesterday. It's one of the ones that deals with the law enforcement issues, and I can't remember which one it is.
Interesting.
The legislature said, no, you guys didn't know what you were voting for. We're going to rescind that
one. Oh, really?
And I'm thinking, really? You can just do that, huh?
Interesting.
So that kind of raised an eyebrow. And I don't know enough about it to talk about it any more than that.
But I don't either,
what?
But I think I did see something on Facebook about that. So we'll delve into that and see if we can bring more facts to...
Yeah.
To the folks listening. Hey, tomorrow is a big day. We get to kick some butt tomorrow.
Yep.
It's Kick Butts Day tomorrow, March 15th. I think that kind of wobbles around. I can't remember what is Kick Butts, but it seems like it was on a different day last year, but it must be a Wednesday thing, or I don't know. Anyway, it's tomorrow this year, National Kick Butts Day. And what that is, it's a global day of activism, empowering and equipping kids and teenagers with all the information they need so they will not start smoking. Of course, tobacco leads to more preventable deaths in the U.S. than any other cause, killing more than 480,000 Americans each year. That's a lot of folks. So there are some things going on across the state, nothing in Enid that I know of, to kind of bring more awareness for the teens and the youth to not start smoking. So too bad they're out of school for spring break. It'd be kind of a cool deal for all the schools to be doing anything. But $132.5 billion in annual medical costs from tobacco-related diseases and 50,000 people killed by secondhand smoke each year. So I hate to say it if you're in the tobacco industry or you have a cigarette shop, but hey, time to get rid of that crud.
I saw where William Morris even admitted that they figure that within the next 10 to 15 years, they'll be completely out of the tobacco business altogether.
Oh, well, good.
Well, because of vaping. They're like, we can put we can put the nicotine in other products so you get the nicotine if you want it without having the cigarette smoke.
That'd now, be okay.
Jury's still out on the secondhand vaping.
Yeah, well.
But
it'll come. But,
it's just weird because we were just talking about this the other night, our parents' generation, the true beginning of the baby boomer generation, those that were born in like the 40s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s, how they just didn't know. The harmful effects of smoke, and especially secondhand smoke. I don't know if my parents smoked.
Like, oh, yeah. I was locked in a car with my mom all the time with smoke. Oh, yeah.
You know, and then the smoking in the restaurants. That wasn't that long ago.
Well, oh, no.
Actually, it's been 20 years ago.
Well, but yeah, when we were kids, all restaurants were full of smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, and bowling alley and every place we went. I mean, that was, you know, what's funny is the Sunday before, every now and then on Sundays, I like to watch old movies.
Yeah.
And I think it's called A Summer Place.
Uh-huh.
Was that? I think that one came on. It's like everybody in the movie. And then I saw the original Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
All those guys.
All of them.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Smoked through the whole movie.
Yeah.
All those guys did was smoke through the whole movie.
I'm pretty sure the tobacco companies probably helped provide money.
I mean, smoking was cool back then. Yeah. But anyway, Oklahoma has seen a 19% drop in the last 4 years in smoking. So it's on its way out.
It actually is an industry that's changing. Now, the source of your nicotine will just change, I think. So
yeah.
Hey, we have to take a break for a second. It's 751 at KGWA.
Hey, Buzzheads, if you'd like to advertise on Buzzhead Radio, contact us at buzz@enabuzz.com. We've got advertising opportunities at buzzheadradio.com, on our podcasts, and on our Facebook live streaming. So contact us at buzz@enabuzz.com.
Hi, this is Brian Lapone, the ringmaster of Cardin Circus International. When in town, our staff and even the elephants listen to Buzzhead Radio.
7:54 at News Talk 960 KGWA. Mostly sunny, 54 later on today. It's a little chilly, 29 degrees right now outside. Curtis Tucker joins me from Enid Buzz.
Hey, man, this is a huge week. It is spring break, so there are tons of things going on. Do not forget, tomorrow the circus arrives in Enid, Oklahoma. It will be at the Central National Bank Center, and tickets are on sale. Go to cnbcenter.com. Somebody had asked about children's. They had seen some posters or something about children's tickets. I do not know the answer to that.
Those are discount tickets where you take that coupon with you.
Oh, okay.
It says on the ticket. We've got them down front.
You take them to the box office?
Yeah, you got, I mean, it's, yeah.
Okay.
Basically, you take that and your kid gets in free when you buy a regular ticket.
Oh,
cool. I think
cool.
I think that's something.
Okay. Because she was looking online to see where the kid prices were, and they show no kid prices online.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
Drop by here or drop by. I've seen those little things every.
Yeah,
they're all over town.
That's what those are. That's for that circus tomorrow.
Yeah. So anyway, tomorrow night is the circus. I believe the doors open at 6:30. They do have a time before the circus where you get to go up. They have elephant rides. You get to meet some of the circus performers. You get to check out some of the animals. So get over there at 6:30. I believe maybe the show then starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
7 or 7:30. You can look that up. But anyway, the circus tomorrow. And then we've got Newsboys coming in on, what day are they coming in on? Friday, March 17th.
Friday night.
And then Saturday night, don't forget, Travis Tritt doing mm-hmm. his acoustic thing. So
yep.
that is huge. But on top of that, we've got the big third annual arts festival going on this Saturday. And the weather looks like it's going to be good for that. And also in conjunction with that, the Red Brick Road Food Truck Festival. And they are also having music all day long. I've got the musical lineup on enidbuzz.com. So we're talking so much stuff, you cannot possibly get it all done this week, but plenty to do. So everybody start planning today what you can do this weekend.
71 on Saturday and mostly sunny.
Awesome. Now what day is supposed to be like 80 degrees?
Sunday.
Oh,
84.
Sunday. Okay.
Now, here's the numbers. Today 54, tomorrow 55. And like I said, tonight and tomorrow night will be the, or I should say tonight and this morning be the coldest times. After that, Wednesday night's low in the mid-40s, then Thursday 75, 51 Thursday night, Friday 71, Friday night 43, 72 Saturday, Saturday night's low down to about 50, and then mid-80s Sunday and Monday.
Awesome.
So if you were thinking about just maybe getting the tent out and doing some camping with the kids, wait till Wednesday night into Thursday. do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday thing.
Yeah.
That'll be warm camping weather.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Or good camping weather.
But plan on going to the Arts Festival, the Food Truck Festival, all kinds of stuff going on.
All the activities are great with that forecast.
So. Yeah, and we had talked about the landfill, and I made a mistake when I talked about when you can go out there and get composting.
Yeah.
If you load that stuff yourself, it's free.
Yeah.
The $10 is if you have them use their front-end loader and load it for you.
Yep. Bucket, as in the bucket.
Yeah, the bucket.
Dump, not like a 5 gallon.
Yeah,
bucket.
Yeah. No, a huge bucket. They'll plop that in the back of your pickup for $10. Or if you just take your own shovel, you can get all the compost that you can fit in your vehicle for free. Mm-hmm. So that is out there. Now, I did hear there was an injury out there yesterday. I have not heard any reports of how the person is doing, but we'll try to get you information on that. So it was closed down for just a short period while they, I think they had to have an ambulance out there. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody got hit by one of the rolling somethings out there.
The thing that compresses the...
I don't know. I don't know. But hopefully everybody's okay. Yeah. So we'll try to find out more about that and let you guys know.
Okay.
A couple more. You know, yesterday we were talking about retail and stores clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I knew this when I talked about that, but Gord's, remember, have you ever shopped at Gordman's?
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're closing. They filed bankruptcy and they will be closing and liquidating their stores. God, can you believe how many retailers?
Some of them I'm not surprised at all. I can't believe you made it this long.
It's like all of a sudden, though, they're all like dropping like flies. I mean,
after the
crazy.
December returns on I guess online
that was
shopping
it. Yeah.
Kicked them. I mean, because we had, I can't remember what the percentages was. They, like, was it 75% online? It was huge.
Wow, crazy.
Okay. I mean, Amazon did better. Remember that statistic? They made more money on Amazon than Sears, Penney's, Dillard's, Walmart, Kmart, all of them. They did more than all of them combined.
Yeah.
So it was a tipping point and a changing point for our history. We'll see.
Shopping habits have changed.
Yep, they have.
Okay.
Check it out at EnidBuzz.com.
Get on there, download the mobile app. We now have the lowest gas prices in town on the website and on the mobile app.
Cool beans. Yeah. You can check out KGWANews.com for the latest updates on stuff, including that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And Bids for Bargains, which starts right now, 234-4230. I'll see you Thursday,
man.
See
ya.
All right. 8 o'clock at KGWA Enid. Thank you.